From Spark and Anvil and General's Tale, this is Soldier Jin in Chapter 1 of the General's Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
On the near side of the Painted River, Soldier Jin took one step forward and stopped. The board stretched out in front of her, wide and quiet. Behind her stood the tall pieces, the general, the chariots, the horses that leaped in strange hooks. She was the smallest of all of them. One step forward was the only move she had. She couldn't turn, couldn't slide, couldn't go back. Forward and only forward, one careful square at a time. A young piece watched her from the edge. "That's it? One step? You can't even go sideways?" "Not yet," Jin said. She took another step. The wooden square knocked softly under her. "Watch where I'm going." Ahead of her, cutting straight across the middle of the board, ran the river, a band of pale blue the players called the frontier. Jin walked toward it, unhurried, one square, then the next, then the next. Her small shadow slid across the wood. She reached the river's edge and paused, just for a breath. Then she stepped across, and something changed. On the far bank, Jin lifted one foot and moved it sideways, one square to the left, a direction she had never once been able to go before. Then forward again, then sideways the other way. The young piece's mouth fell open. You couldn't do that a second ago." "I crossed the river," Jin said simply. She was still small, still no backward step, still no leaping, but she could adjust now, left and right, and that small new freedom made her stand a little taller. "Same soldier, new water under my feet."
Jin had not always liked being small. When she was new to the game, she'd stood in the back row and felt useless. Every other piece could do something grand. The chariot swept whole columns. The horse jumped in clever hooks. The general sat protected in his palace while everyone fought for him. And Jin? One step forward. That was her whole life. An old soldier had stood beside her in that back row, a piece who'd crossed many rivers and many dames and come home worn smooth. Jin had told him, quietly, that she felt like nothing, like she'd never matter. He hadn't argued with her. He just said, "You feel small, don't you? Like the board's too big for one step to count?" Jin had nodded, her throat tight. "That step counts," the old soldier said. "Not because it's big, because you keep taking it. Forward, forward, forward. And one day you'll reach the river, and the river changes you." He looked out across the pale blue band. "You won't turn into a chariot. You won't become a general. You'll still be a soldier. But you'll be a soldier who crossed, and that's not the same soldier who started." Jin didn't fully understand it then, but she stopped feeling like nothing. The heaviness in her chest had a shape now, not useless, but not there yet. Somehow that made the long walk forward possible to bear.
She came to the academy at the general's fortress because a place that studied the old game ought to understand the piece that only walked forward. General May, the mentor who kept the halls, met her at the courtyard gate. May didn't test Jin's strength. She asked one question. "What can the smallest piece do?" Jin didn't answer with words. She stepped onto a practice board, painted with its own thin river, walked forward, one square, two, three, reached the frontier, and crossed. Then, on the far side, she stepped calmly to the side. "You changed direction," May said, watching. "Only after the river," Jin said. "Before it, I couldn't. I did the walking first. The walking earned the crossing, and the crossing gave me the sideways step." She looked up. "I'm still small. I just do a little more than I used to." General May was quiet for a long moment. Then she smiled. "You belong here," she said. "Come meet the others."
Jin's corner of the academy was where the small pieces came when they felt stuck. A young soldier arrived one afternoon, slumped and unhappy. He'd been marching forward all game and gotten nowhere he could see. "I keep stepping," he said. "One square, one square, one square. It feels like I'm doing nothing." Jin knew that slump. She'd worn it in the back row.
Where are you on the board? She asked. He pointed. He was one square from the river. Take your step, Jin said. He did, and crossed the pale blue line. He landed on the far bank and stood there, unsure. Now go sideways, Jin said. He froze. I can do that? Try it. Slowly, he lifted his foot and stepped left. Then right. His eyes went wide. I couldn't do that before. You couldn't, Jin agreed. You spent the whole game earning it, one forward step at a time, and it felt like nothing was happening, but every step was carrying you here. She crouched to his level. You didn't grow bigger. You don't leap or sweep. You're still a soldier. But now you can adjust. And in the end game, a soldier who can slide sideways can block the general's escape squares. Small pieces decide games, not by becoming grand, by crossing and then working together. The young soldier stepped left, then forward, then right, testing his new little freedom, and laughed out loud at how much room one extra direction could feel like. Forward only, Jin said. Then across the river, sideways too. You didn't waste the walk. The walk was the whole point.
That evening, when the board had emptied, the young soldier came back with one more question. He was quieter now. When I was just stepping and stepping, he said, and nothing looked different, how did you know the crossing would even come? Jin thought about the back row, about the tight throat and the old soldier's worn smooth voice. You don't always see it coming, she said. That's the honest part. There's this small, patient, keeping on feeling, like walking toward a line you can't quite reach yet, trusting your own steps. It's not nothing. It's every square you've already crossed, still under your feet, carrying you. She looked toward the painted river, pale in the low light. You won't turn into something you're not. You'll just become the you that made it across. And when you do, you'll feel it. Steadier. A little wider, room to move where there wasn't room before. The young soldier nodded slowly, and Jin watched the slump lift off his small shoulders, the same way, long ago, hers had. Quiet and warm, and finally not so heavy.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Soldier Jin. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.